Hi, my name is Sabine Borchers, and today I'm going to be talking about what's sexy about a head injury. It seems contradictory, but it is not. Let's say you are with a friend in a noisy, busy public place, and you get overstimulated, irritated, and all the sounds, conversation, background noise seem to be at the same level of volume. Here, we're going to practice tuning out the stimulus and reducing it to what's essential in that moment. Let's use a definition I read about flirting, which is sharing one's aliveness with another person. That's what we're going to do. We're going to share your or my aliveness with the other person. By focusing on our senses, either the visual, the auditory, or olfactory. Yes, I know some of these senses will have been affected by your head injury and are not as heightened anymore. But this practice will work anyway. Slowly take in visually the person in front of you. The first thing you need to slow down is to pay attention to your breathing. You don't need to change anything, just notice your inhalation and exhalation. This automatically will slow you down. And it will automatically slow down your breathing. With each inhalation, become aware of your whole body, and with each exhalation, calm your whole body. So the focus from the outside shifts to the inside. I'm going to use a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh. Breathing in, I'm aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I calm my whole body. I promise you, you do 3 rounds of that, and this already will physiologically change the state of your body, which in that kind of busy environment is on alert. Now you're able to take in visually the person, your friend, across from you. Notice their breathing, their in and out of inhalation and exhalation. Sharing the same breath. Taking the person's eyes and hair and skin in. The focus no longer has to be on the content of the conversation. Bringing your awareness to your heart and becoming aware that the person across from you, his or her heart is beating, that you're sharing this moment in life, a moment that will never come together, but you're sharing this moment together. I can promise you, as you're calming down, the person across from you will calm down as well. While they might just keep the conversation going, but there will be a shift in the energetic relationship. Take in their voice, their aliveness. You have time now to tune into your heart, your feelings, becoming aware of the preciousness of being alive. And here another quote from Thich Nhat Hanh. Breathing in, I know I'm alive. Breathing out, I feel the joy of being alive. You might even send good wishes and blessings and kindness and health and peace in your mind to the person across the room from you. Maybe you even feel warmth and tingling and a sense of aliveness and gratitude, and it no longer irritates you that the place is noisy and busy and all the hustle and bustle and conversations and mind chatter that is going on. But you can feel your own sensuality and aliveness shared with this person across from you, whether it's a sexy lover or your grandmother. Good luck.